Welcome to the Birdland Postgame Podcast. My name is Steve Rudden, and it's been a beautiful day at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. First, it was the introduction of the new owners group, David Rubenstein, his partners, and the Iron Man, Cal Ripken. And then just a couple hours later, the Orioles beat the Los Angeles Angels 11-3 after a dominant performance by former Cy Young Award winner Corbin Burnes, going six innings, giving up one hit, one run, striking out 11 Angels on his way to his first win in an Orioles uniform. And that is why Mike Elias made a priority to trade for an ace. And they got one. The workhorse, the Mr. Reliable, Corbin Burnes. And right there, that shows you that he is the guy. He's going to make this rotation even better than it already is. And hopefully when Kyle Bradish and John Means get back from their injuries, they can solidify themselves as one of the top pitching rotations in the majors, especially the American League. But now, Grayson Rodriguez on Saturday has to see what Corbin Burnes did and be as dominant on Saturday afternoon in front of Oriole Park at Camden Yards. But Orioles beat the Angels 11-3. The only hiccup that Corbin Burnes had was in the first inning, giving up that two-out solo home run to the GOAT, one of the GOATs, Mike Trout. But when Trout is healthy, he's gonna play well, and he did today. First game of the season, got the first home run out of all the major league teams today. First player to hit a home run, but that didn't deter the Orioles. They came back, got two runs back in the first inning off of Patrick Sandoval, and they got three more in the bottom of the second to knock Sandoval out of the game. He only went 1 2/3 innings in his opening day start. Anthony Santander was the Orioles player of the game to me, getting four RBIs, hitting the first Orioles home run of the game, a two-run shot, and to cap off the Orioles scoring in the bottom of the seventh was Cedric Mullins with his three-run home run to bring the game to 11-1 at the time. But you're going to expect some struggles from Dylan Tate, and he came in the eighth inning after being out all of 2023 with an injury. So giving up two runs in his first appearance in over a year in the majors, you were going to expect that. But don't expect it to happen that much more often in the season because he's just getting his footing back. But it's been a great day. Sold out crowd of 45,000 at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, seeing them win the pregame festivities at Pickles and the Tailgate. I'm sure the fans were going insane. The weather wasn't the best, but at least the rain held off during the game that they were able to play and not have a rain delay or a postponement like some other teams did for their opening day games. So overall, I'm very excited. I think you're excited about this Orioles season. The new ownership, the next chapter has started. That's the new slogan, the next chapter. So we'll see what this new ownership group does for this franchise and for the city of Baltimore. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what the rest of the season brings for everything. So are they going to get some extensions with Gunnar and Adley, Who knows? But so far, Orioles 1-0 off the season. The next game is on Saturday afternoon. Grayson Rodriguez, Griffin Canning for the Angels. It's going to be a good matchup, but seeing that Corbin Burnes dominated the Angels, expect Grayson Rodriguez to have a similar performance, maybe not as many strikeouts, but definitely at least over 7 in the game. But this has been the first regular season episode of the Birdland Postgame Podcast, and I'll be back after Saturday's game.